This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number two of the program on our Oakland Heart Rolex time is 2 hours and 55 minutes before kickoff of Saints-Rams for the NFC Championship. This is the Acadian Windows Fans First Take here on WWL. Acadian Windows, official window company of the Houdat Nation, show 22 of 23 for us this year. And Steve, you look at all the local papers, and this is how you know it's big. All Saints coverage, the Advocate, their headline, their front page, then and now. Then their sports section, we're all ready with Alvin Kamara on the cover. Times-Picayune, front page, the final hurdle. And they got a whole Saints section here. I've got physical copies of both little mementos here.
That's like
big time,
that's
man.
Old school.
Yeah. I'm a little old school, a little old soul.
I like that. I mean, I used to read the paper all the time as a junior high school kid and high school kid. I thought that was great.
You know, one of my favorite things to do when I was in high school was the day after like a big basketball game or whatever, we had to go check the box score, and I was like, oh yeah, they got me in there. Look at that.
Hey, look at that. Says Dunlop, just like the tires,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Here we go.
Look, I told my wife this morning, I said, I got to go get my ankles taped.
Yeah,
I said I got some anxiety going on. I said I got to get in there. I gotta, hurry up, let me go. I got to go.
Get that knee brace on, ankle tape.
Yeah, get my pads in the pants. Got to get stuff just right. You know.
Well, you're standing sitting next to Bobby up there in the press box. You're gonna have to hold him down too. So you got a job.
Now look, I've been doing that for years. I got that.
You got a job up there.
I got that.
Before we get to phone calls here, I am curious how you think they might scheme up here, anything, or maybe something you saw the first match between these two teams, Saints offensive line against that really great front four. It's not just Donald and Sue. You got Fowler and Brockers as well. So it's really the front four there for the Rams.
Yeah, look, we're going to be doing a whole lot of the things that obviously we know we're successful to do. Okay, there's no question in my mind. So look, are we going to establish the run game? Absolutely. And I think the better we do that and the quicker we do that, the better off we're going to be. However, I do think we're going to throw some wrinkles at them. I think they're going to see some things that we haven't seen before. And you know, okay, the fact that Kirkwood's out, okay, are we going to be using more of Austin Carr? Or what's going to happen there? You know, how are we going to use Taysom in these situations, and what's going to happen there on those? And that's going to throw a wrench into the gears of Wade Phillips and what they got going on over there and what they're going to do defensively to stop that. But look, this might be one of those times where, you know, all of a sudden Drew ends up throwing the ball 10 times to the tight ends or something, and there's going to be a different wrinkle because we haven't seen it before, and it's been unexpected. And when there's, it's like what's the best way to put it? It's a trend breaker, you know. I mean, because you study so much of what teams do in certain situations and personnel groups that they're going to see if they can, trip them up with, a Kings look or something like that, or I guess maybe what you'd call maybe 12 personnel or something, you know. I just think that may be the neatest thing they're going to do is see if, in fact, they can. Because this is going to be more of a chess game. This is not checkers. This is chess. Yeah. And I think that this is going to be more of that. This is going to be Sean and Pete Carmichael, you know, against Wade Phillips, and this is going to be fun.
Here's a text from the 513. Seth, you're rooting for the Chiefs or Cheatriots, LOL. Here's my honest answer to that. Could not care less. I do not care. As long as the Saints win, you know what I want to see? I want to see a great game there, Patriots-Chiefs. That's all I want to see.
Will.
I don't care.
You will. They have sort of the same I can sit there and look at that same game against, you know, the Chiefs and Patriots and say, look, Belichick, you know, how many games has he and Brady been in playoffs? I mean, something ridiculous. I think Brady's played in, 38 or something playoff games? I think 33.
Two seasons worth.
And 33 of them have been, 33 or 34 of them have been like in weather below freezing. So you talk about a guy that is perfectly built for this type of game. He knows exactly how to play this game. Not saying he's going to like deflate the balls or anything. Okay,
but, well, he's not at home, right?
Yeah. Yeah, correct. But at the same time, look, if I had to pick a group to go out there and say, look, this is a team that's acclimatized to this and really doesn't affect them, because I can tell you right now, I don't care who you are or what you do, cold weather like this affects you. Now, it depends on how much it affects you. That's sort of up to you. It's a mindset. Don't get me wrong. I used to sort of love the challenge of it going up there because I used to go, when we're going to Chicago and I hear all these, you know, this is bear weather, you know, you guys. And I'm thinking, you know, guys are all from the South. I'm thinking, really? We're not all from the South. You know, there's a handful of us that are, right. But yeah, okay, a lot of football players are from Texas or Florida or California or, you know, what have you, the South. But
no, you were kind of, you were born in the snow.
Well, I know. Denver. Yeah. But my whole point was, look, I can do anything for 3.5 hours. Are you kidding me? I don't care where I'm from. You know, it doesn't matter. So the fact that I could go out there and in their environment, I remember playing in Foxborough one time, and it was an absolute beautiful day. I mean, bright crystal blue sky, but the flag looked like it was painted on the sky directly out of the north. I mean, it almost didn't even move, and I'm thinking, man, we went out there, and I think the regular temperature, I think it was like 5,
and
the chill factor was minus 30.
Holy moly.
Okay, and it was miserable, but you know what? It was like sort of once you got out there, I was like, you know, hey, I can do anything for 3 hours. Are you kidding me? And I'm certainly not going to let these guys know I'm cold.
Yeah.
So, nah, let's game on.
Yeah, and to your point about Tom Brady being a great cold-weather quarterback, well, the stats would back that up. He's greatest in a lot of areas, greatest cold-weather quarterback of all time, no doubt about that. 24-4 is his record when the weather's under 30 degrees. That's incredible.
That is unbelievable. Yeah, it is.
And a lot of those in the playoffs, like you mentioned here. Okay, to the phone lines we go, 504-260-1870. We'll start it off with Patrick, my buddy Patrick on the phone line. What's going on, Pat?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening?
Hey, man.
Hey, I think the game's going to be won in the trenches, and I think the thing that scares some Saints fans is that 273 that the Rams put up last week. But every time I watch a highlight of that game, Dallas's defensive end, they 4 yards up the field like they're rushing the passer. So if we can do the dirty work and squeeze the B gap as a defensive on our side when we play in defense and then hit that B gap when we on offense, I think that's where the game will be won.
You know, boy, you must live next door to me or something. But Patrick, that's a great point. Look, I'm just saying this to you, that's the one thing that this Saints defense does and why it has gone from the way it was a couple of years ago. We were thinking, oh, man, we're going to have to outscore everybody. And then Dennis Allen has taken this team, and now he's got the guys that he knows can play within themselves. And what I'm talking about is they play great technique. They're all physically strong enough and big enough to get it done. And then they play disciplined gap control defense. And they just do their job. If you're supposed to take the A gap, you take the A gap. You don't freelance. If you're supposed to take the B gap, you take the B gap and secure that and make sure that nothing else is getting in. Now, if everybody along the line there does their job, then you usually got these linebackers that are flying around that are designed to make the play. And if we tackle well, that's when you get good defense. And then what happens is typically after a while, that stuff forces you to change your methodology of seeing if you can get the ball down the field. And so if you can get the ball down the field and you can't do it by running the football because they got so much gap control, they're just stuffing everything. Now all of a sudden they become a little bit more one-dimensional. And in doing so, man, that's right up our alley. Because if that's the case, then that's when you start seeing the turnovers and that's when you start seeing them throwing it around and getting careless with the football. So all that stuff plays along, and it's one of those things that's it's body punches. It's if you can survive it for a while, that's great. But then all of a sudden, yeah, you might break one or two, you know, something like that. But if they continue to stay with it and nobody gets kind of freaked out thinking they got to go out there and make all the plays and all the tackles, and if they don't, then no, they just got to do their job and their position.
Thanks for the call, Patrick. Here's a couple of texts at 870-870 from the 832. Seth, do you know if Ben Watson has been officially ruled out for the game? Not officially, but unofficially, yes. That's the reports. He'll be out, and so will Keith Kirkwood. But you'll find out the inactive list here in about an hour, maybe an hour and a half. A text from the 985, do we really think cold weather bothers Steve? The guy pulled off his toenails.
Great point.
There you go.
Great point. It's completely different. Yeah, there was no comparison there.
We'll take a break. More phone calls to come, 504-260-1870. Also, Steve will tell us what he's chicken about coming up next. Brought to you by Crispy Crunchy Chicken. And we're reliving some of our favorite Saints playoff memories. And how about this incredible game-changing interception by Tracy Porter and Brett Favre?
Favre, half row out to the right, has all sorts of time, throws it, intercepted. This is Tracy Porter, he's coming back with it to the 40, he's to the 45, 37-yard line with 7 seconds remaining in regulation. Brett Favre has gotten away with that play his entire career, but he doesn't there, and the Saints are the beneficiary.
Drops back, throws, end zone, touchdown! Mike Thomas from 2 yards out, and the Saints take their first lead of the day.
We'll see what Mike Thomas can do for an encore. 200-plus yards receiving for him in the first matchup between these two teams in a huge game last week against the Eagles. We'll find out here in just a couple of hours. Welcome back to the Acadian Windows Fans First Take on WWL. Acadian Windows, official window company of the Houdat Nation. And Steve, we know you're always nervous, man. You're always nervous about something. So what makes you chicken about today's game? Brought to you by Crispy Crunchy Chicken.
Well, a couple of things. And again, today is... you know, it's just, it's like any other game, but except that it's obviously the stakes are extremely high. And the fact that we're playing the other best team in the NFC means a lot to me. So, you know, kind of looking over everything and look at the rosters are so even. And really, where they're sort of really strong, you know, we make up in other areas. And they're pretty equal kicking wise. I mean, everything is just, it's pretty good. So, at the end of it, you know, you look at the quarterbacks, and we have to check that off. And then we also have the experience as far as head coaching, so check that off. So the only thing that I can say that really would bother me is if we sort of don't survive the emotional onslaught that was coming early, because they're going to come out and they're going to be, you know, guns blazing. Okay, we know that. So we have to shut that down, and we have to shut that down pretty quick. So you would hate to see them get off to a really quick start, because I think that they're probably harder to come back on than a team like the Eagles.
Well, you mentioned
it's a more difficult team to move the ball on. So turnover wise, if we do something like give them a turnover in some form or fashion, and don't get a couple back that where they steal a possession from us, that's going to be killer. And it could make all the difference in the world. So really, those are the only things I'm worried about, because I think that when things all sort of shake out, I kind of like the way our experience handles this and sort of weighs out in the end. And I think that we end up running the football on these guys. And if we do, like I said, but I think if Kamara and Mark do what they're supposed to do, and our offensive line does what they're supposed to do, and we get 120 yards plus rushing, we're going to win the football game.
Yeah, apologies, my friend. You mentioned the emotional onslaught there, and it's interesting because the Saints have been notorious slow starters here the last third of the season. I believe the stat was under 7 points a game in the first half the last 5 weeks of the regular season. That's obviously not going to get it done.
Well, I think it makes everybody nervous. And again, everybody was sitting on pins and needles last week when the Eagles went up to us 14-0. But I can tell you that I was thinking, okay, we just sort of haven't got it together yet, because Drew looked like he was kind of out of sorts. And look, he hadn't played a few weeks, okay? And I knew that, okay, I don't care who you are. You still got to go out there, and you still got to get used to timing again, and you still got to get kind of knocked around and get your sweat going and start getting some success and kind of getting that feedback that you get from making a great throw and there's a great catch and you're moving the ball down the field, and things begin to build. And I think that you sort of saw that, and once – I think he threw that one across the middle to Michael Thomas on that first down, on that third down, to make the first down, I should say, on that long third down. I think at that point I said, okay, I feel a little bit better. And then we scored. And once we scored that first touchdown, I was like, okay, we're still down by 7, but we got this. And I really did at that point. I said, we're okay. And then what happened was the defense began to just sort of adjust. And again, this is all credit to Dennis Allen, those guys, and what they've done. I mean, they've done a great job over there. And so – when they're able to sort of adjust like that and sort of tweak this defense, then they shut them down, and the Eagles didn't do another thing after that. I mean, we literally shut the faucet off.
That's what, Steve, and maybe you should be a little nervous about today. Saints Rams NFC title game brought to you by Crispy Crunchy Chicken. And back to the phone lines we go now. Miss Carol, welcome into the show. Happy game day.
Same to you, Mr. Seth and Mr. Steve.
Right.
I think you guys are ready for some barbecue goat today, aren't you? We're going to have us a little barbecue golf and a little Peter's potato salad. And, you know, I'm not nervous one bit, Mr. Steve, because I'm I won't lie and say I'm not concerned. But listen, all I know is this. Mr. Seth and Mr. Steve, the Saints are going to show up and show out. It's going to be so loud in there. Sean McVay, you better hope he has the CPR of the paramedics, because I'm here to tell you, he ain't Golf and them is not going to be able to hear.
Expecting the noise, Miss Carroll. Miss Carroll expecting the noise today.
I think you're right, Miss Carroll. I kind of like that assertion of things, so I'll take your word on it. Okay, I already feel better.
Yeah. I think we're going to see it over. I think we're going to see plus 130 on the decibel meter.
Oh, I definitely think so. Look, and I think we're going to see it more than once. Look, you ought to want – look, all the Saints fans out there, that if you can hear me or if you're within the sound of my voice, if you don't wake up tomorrow absolutely exhausted with no voice, shame on you.
It's hashtag No Voice Monday, Steve.
Well, it better be hashtag. It better be No Voice Monday.
He's Steve Court. I'm Seth Dunlap. It's the Acadian Windows Fans First Take on WW. Well, we'll have our predictions and, look, your predictions, too. Looking for yours, 504-260-1870. Text line is 870-870. And continuing some of our favorite Saints playoff moments from here, one of our favorite all-time Saints players.
29-yard strike, first and goal, Saints from the 5. Hand off to McAllister. McAllister staying on his feet. Some help, he's down at the goal line. It is in.
Yes.
Deuce McAllister with a convoy of blockers surges into the end zone. I mean, he was stood up some 3 yards from it.
Going down the far sideline, jump ball, and the ball's caught by the Saints. Interception, Marshawn Lattimore back just in time, and that's the play the Saints defense needed.
That was a big one. That was also a false start on me. I was hopefully one of the few penalties
we'll
have.
Flagged.
I've been false start legal procedure on Seth Dunlap. Seth Dunlap, Steve Court here for the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. Huge play there, obviously, last week. Saints D's got to bring it here this week. Let's get to a lot of your phone calls here. First up is Chris. Welcome into Fans First Take, Chris.
Hi, I was just wondering if the Saints win the toss, you think they're going to take the ball or defer? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you. Go Saints. Who that?
You know, I think in this situation, I think they defer. I think it always sort of gives you an idea. Like, I can say as a player, I always wanted to get the ball because I was ready. I was like, coiled steel at the point.
Offensive guy, though.
Yeah, I'm wanting to go. I need to hit somebody. Right. I'm like, okay. And get this thing going. But at the same time, it's so much it's a little bit different when you look out there and look at it strategically and say, okay, our defense goes out there and shuts them down and gets a good three and out. We get better field position most likely than we would on a kickoff, and then we go out and sort of get it going then. But, again, that's then you always get the ball in the second half, which is always kind of neat to have get that open.
You know, I always like
half.
To defer crowd. I think the crowd's so into it right at the start of the game, right after that hoot at chant. Keep them revved up. Get your defense on the field so they can continue.
Yeah,
to
and look, because they – look, defense, you can just scream your guts out anytime, all game long. Actually, that's what you need to do. Offensively, you sort of got to chill a little bit until we get the play called and make sure that our communication is clear before. And then, obviously, when the ball snapped, you can do your thing. But it's a different mentality. But I do like the idea of getting the ball in the second half.
Next up is Patrick. Welcome into Fans First Take, Patrick.
Hey guys, we hope you're having a great day, man. I'm here with a famous celebrity, and he wants to take part on the air. But first off, I need to talk about it, man. If we get that ball, if we get that coin toss, I kind of like the idea of the defense.
Yeah,
I mean that crowd's pumped up.
Yeah, I think that's just what Seth and I said. That's sort of the idea. I know as a player, I would always like to get out there and get it going. But at the same time, if we win the toss, I like the idea of knowing that you're going to get the ball, second half coming out. Because a lot of times coming out, man, if you can go down the field on that team right after halftime and either get a touchdown hopefully or a field goal, man, it sort of sets the tone for the second part of the game. And you can, and plus I've been sitting in that, for the last 12 minutes, I've been sitting in that cold locker room, and I need to get going again. Mm-hmm. So that's I certainly did enjoy that much better.
You had a second part, Patrick?
Hold on 1 second. Matthew! All right, guys. All right, Matthew McConaughey here. How y'all doing? Man, we're about to watch the game, man. Saints coming on. Play a little bongos, man. We're grilling a little bit. How y'all doing?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Yeah, a little Matthew McConaughey there. Saints fan, usually on versions Bourbon Street, but yeah, Matthew didn't sound quite right, did he? I think Matthew's had better days.
Yeah, it sounded contrite.
Thanks for the call, though, Patrick. Dusty, welcome into the show, Dusty.
Hey, how y'all doing today? I want to start off by saying, who dat?
Who dat?
I'm kind of curious what y'all's thoughts are, considering we're so shallow at the wide receiver position right now. That's kind of my biggest concern. I know we got Thomas, man, and I know Smith kind of needs to step up. I am a little nervous about not having Kirkwood out there. Just kind of see what y'all's thoughts are on that and kind of where we stand.
All right, Dusty. That's a good question. A lot of Saints fans have that on their minds.
We're a little thin in that area. I mean, there's no question about it. I think that, Kirkwood, obviously we think he's out. So, look, Tommy Lee's going to either have to step up or Austin Carr is going to have to step up. But, look, I'll just say this, that, our first two guys, and being Ted and Michael Thomas, are going to be obviously his first go-to guys. And then, we throw in some tight end there. But really, man, Alvin Kamara is I think, our second-leading receiver, if I'm not mistaken. So, look, Traquan needs to step up and get it going, and I think he is. He's making some big plays lately, and hopefully he has a big game. So that's sort of what I'm hoping for in the wide receiver spot.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara, 709 yards and 4 touchdowns receiving this year. Indeed, the Saints' second-leading receiver by yards and by touchdowns. He's Steve Court. I'm Seth Dunlap. More of your phone calls and our predictions and yours coming back here on Fans First Take, and more Saints playoff memories. Another one from Deuce McAllister.
Sell out on the blitz, and there's Deuce with the carry to the 36-yard line, and a Saints first down. Saints fans on their feet, hugging their neighbors, screaming.
Kisses all around, me and you.
No, I will go there.
Woo, what a great feeling. Oh, my gosh.
Taysom Hill, the fake punt, igniting the Saints last week against the Eagles. Perhaps he's the spark again this week. And speaking of Green Day and that song there, Saints Are Coming, I was playing that on my drive-in, Joe Armstrong and Green Day. Part of my high school and college soundtrack, pretty much on repeat, that album.
Well, I remember it vividly.
Yeah, there you go. Steve, so if I told you Twitter compiled data that showed which states are rooting for which team, how many states do you think are rooting for the Rams out of the 50?
I'd say about 4.
Yeah, you're close. It's only 7. Only 7 out of the 50 more people are rooting for the Rams than the Saints. California, obviously. Georgia, that makes sense. And the Carolinas, both Carolinas, so that's 4. Also Nevada, Hawaii, and Arizona. Everybody else, all other states. Saints fans today. So here we go.
We're actually the real America's team.
Yeah, exactly. That, right? Yeah, the new America's team. Actually, the old America's team.
Always the America's team. I'm not buying that other cowgirl thing.
Let's get to some calls here. We'll have our predictions coming up in a minute. We'll start it off with JB. Welcome into the show, JB.
Where y'all at?
Hey.
I'm adding to the numbers out here in California. I'm a Saints fan out here in California.
There you go.
I just wanted to holler at y'all.
Poor guy. Go ahead. What's up?
I just wanted to go a little different direction here. I just wanted to send out my gratitude to y'all for keeping me connected with y'all throughout the time out here. I've been in California. It's the next best thing in not being out there. So listen to all y'all's great shows, all the great hosts that y'all have on, and the great commentary y'all get. And I just wanted to let y'all know I've been enjoying all of the calls and all of the action the whole season, and I just wanted to give a little gratitude. I'm sitting here drinking some Cafe de Mar. I bought some crawfish that probably won't be that good, but I'll put them back in the pot, reboil them a little bit, and
there
have some crawfish or some Cafe de Mar, and think about and just listen to y'all. Bring me back.
I like it.
Connect me to New Orleans.
Well, JB, that's cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, man. JB out in California behind enemy lines there.
Help some guy out there. The land of fruits and nuts.
I know.
I'm just very, very, very pleased that I have a guy out there like that.
Yeah, exactly. The land of fruits and nuts. I like that.
Well, yeah, look, that is.
Yeah, no,
I mean, they have all kind of
peanuts
and raisins and cashews and you name it, plus all the citrus and all the you name it.
Yeah, various kinds of nuts out there. Let's go to Terry on line 6. Terry, what's going on?
Guys, how y'all doing? I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction. It's going to be 2 old 40-year-olds in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady against Drew Brees. The reason being is, Patrick Mahomes had a great year.
Right.
But do it consistently for 18 straight years, like Tom Brady has
there
done.
There you go.
Or do it like Drew Brees has done since 2006, joining the New Orleans Saints, and you can thank Big Satan for that, because if not, he'd be in Miami. But anyway, you know, the way I look at it like this, I mean, I'm living in Slidell, and I pull for the Patriots because there's a few reasons why. But all I can say is this. I'm hoping that the Saints win, the Patriots win, and just think about all the fun you Saints fans can have and us Patriots fans can have in Atlanta. We can bring out 28-3 shirts, and y'all can bring the brooms.
Oh, there you go. There you go, Terry. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I like that. I mean, that's look, that's who I picked. I know that's who Seth picked. We both sat here weeks and weeks ago and said,
preseason.
And it looks like those are two young 40-year-old guys. You know, if you talk about a guy that's 40, well, yeah, it's old for football. It's ancient for football.
Yep.
But as far as those two guys being 40 and 41, and they're pretty young for that. So
all right,
at that level.
I'm going to come back. It's prediction time and your Who Dat chance. We need a couple, two, three really good Who Dat chance here, NFC Championship style.
Like, yeah, this is the whole deal.
This is the deal. 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Who can bring it? We'll find out next and more. Saints playoff memories. How about Garrett Hartley?
Snap, placement, kick by Hartley, and it is good! It's good! Super Bowl.
All right, welcome back to the show. Wrapping it up here. Get to your Who Dat chance in a second. First of all, a couple of texts saying that was U2, not Green Day. No, we even fact-checked this. That was Green Day, although they did collaborate with Bono there. It was definitely Green Day.
Yeah,
well, Saints are coming.
One
we knew
two.
That one.
Yeah,
exactly.
There we go.
Prediction time, Steve. I'm going to stay with what I've had all week long. Saints 27, Rams 20. Saints get a lead early. Hold it. Saints defense wins the game.
Okay. I like it. I like it. I'm going to say Saints 31, Rams 28, but it comes in overtime.
Oh, okay. Oh, that'd be exciting.
No, it wouldn't be exciting. It would be
well, as long as the Saints win.
Gut wrencher, but at the same time, I can see it going to that.
All right, yeah. We told you we needed some great Who Dat chants. We've been closing the show all year long with these. We'll start it off with Donald's. What you got, Donald?
Let's go! Who Dat! Who Dat! Who Dat! We're gonna beat them Saints!
Oh, that was good.
I got to give him a 9.
9 out of 10 from
like
Steve.
A start a 9? That's like incredible.
That was a great start. Philip, you're up, Philip.
Okay. I'm a Mississippi State graduate, so I got to give you one of my old college cheers with a revision. Chutabaca, spit, spit, spit. XLX, go Saints, go.
creative. I'm going to give him an 8.5.
8.5. Yeah. All right. Mark, you're up, Mark.
Yeah, I'm over here in Gulfport, Mississippi. Here. Be a Who Dat cat, Tito hater. Get on board with the Dominators.
Another
creative one. I'm going to give him an 8.
All right, final one here. Greg, take us out, Greg.
Hey, guys, I'm with Lila and Avery, my babies, and Bruce are, and we're saying, Who Dat? Who Dat? Who Dat say they're going to beat them things? Who Dat? Who Dat?
All right, well, I like the when the kids get in there, it kind of throws it over top. 9.5, and that's our winner.
All right, there we go. That's our winner. Thanks, everybody. Steve Court, Seth Dunlap. Thanks to Dave Potter behind the glass. Saints-Rams, 205. Let's get it done.
Come on, Saints. Let's go.
Countdown to kickoff. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Mike Dettillier coming up next. Who Dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.